The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Lech Lecho. The Sherva begins by saying, Vayimer Hashem el Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecho mi'atzecho u'mi'meladeteko mi'beisovicho. Go out from your land and from your birthplace and from the house of your father. El Oretz Asher Areko, to the land which I will show you. Ve'eschol legei godol, I will make you for a great nation, Vavorechecho, and I will bless you. Va'agad lo shemecho, and I shall make your name great. Ve'yehi brocho, and you shall be for a brocho. Va'avorcho mevarachecho, and I will bless all of those who bless you. Umekalelcho o'or, and I will curse all of those who curse you. Ve'nivruchu v'cho kol mishpocheso aduma. And in you, through you, will be blessed all of the families of the earth. Here we see that immediately after Hashem tells Abraham, Lech Lecho, go away from your birthplace, from the house of your father, your land, and go to the land which I shall show you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to heap brochas on Abraham. Firstly, he gives Abraham three brochas. That's Be'eschol Legei Godol, I shall make you into a great nation, Vavorechecho, I will bless you, Vagad Lashemecho, and I will make your name great. Rashi brings, this is in the Medrash Rabbah, Perek Lamedtes, Os Tesvov. What are the meaning? What is the meaning of these three brochas? Omer b'chiel efisha aderech megaremes l'shleish dvorim. When a person goes on a journey, this causes three things. Memayetes piri v'rivyo, it minimizes his children. The derech, the journey, is not good for having children. Umameetes esa yitzio, it minimizes his wealth, because when a person cuts his roots and he goes to another place, another land, firstly it's very, very expensive, and secondly, the Mephoshim bring at that time, he's spending money, he's not making any money. Umameetes esa shame, and also it minimizes one's name, one's reputation. A person has a reputation in the place where he is. When he comes to a new place, everything that he's built up for so many years doesn't mean that much. He's a new person, he's danger. He has to start over again. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Abraham to leave the land of his birthplace where he was all of his life. Or he might have, well, from that land, let's, from where he was, and to move, and this will cause these three problems. Therefore, he gave him three brachas in regards to the problem that it minimizes one's, in regards to the problem that it minimizes one's having children. The Eskol Legei Godol, I shall make you into a great nation. Amrav, many, many children. Then, Vavorechecho, that was that the derech, the journey, minimizes one's wealth. Vavorechecho, I will bless you and you will have wealth. And that we said, that it minimizes one's reputation, Vagad lo shemecho, I will make your name great. So therefore he said, you don't have to worry, Abraham. I'll make sure that you do not lose from this journey. you'll even gain. The Medrash asks, "Lafum damri inshi." People say, "Mi bayis la bayis choluk, me asa la asa nefesh." When you move even from one house to another house, you lose at least a shirt. Something has to get lost. When you lose from one, when you move from one place to another, the Medrash says one's lucky that he gets away with his life. This is how difficult overseas move is. But I'm at le nefesh at choser vele mom. But you, Abraham, you will not lose not only not your life, but even one shirt. But you will come out ahead of where you were before. So now we can understand why, at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give Avraham brachas. He told him to make this great journey, to uproot himself, move to a new place. And we have three great problems that's caused by such a move. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him three brachas to protect him from these problems. A second reason why Hashem comes to give Abraham these brachas now, plus we see he's given him additional brachas, and this according to the first reason is only suffices why he gave him the first three, is because he told him, lech lecho, go out from your place, separate yourself from your history, separate yourself from your background, leave Terach and leave your father, leave your home, because as long as Abraham was together with Terach, as long as Abraham was together with his past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will not be able to make you the great Abraham that I want to. First we have to divide, we have to separate you from your past. We're going to make a new beginning from you. Only then can my Shechina be on you totally. So that's another reason why right at this point HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to give Abraham all of these brachas at the tzivui, at the command of Lech Lecho Me'atzecho. We find that all of these three all of the brachas, but in particular these three brachas, were fulfilled by Abraham. He became a great and mighty nation from him. He became exceedingly wealthy. Later on in the parsha tells us that Kovid, yes, he was heavy in possessions. From a number of instances that took place, became exceedingly wealthy. In the Gadlo Shemecho, and I will give you a great reputation. We see Abraham had perhaps the greatest reputation in the world. Because who hasn't heard of Abraham, of Abraham? Almost the entire world has heard of Abraham, and even thousands of years later. Medrash brings Rebbe Rachi b'shem Rebbe Chelbay. This is an Eis Tesai. Omar shi yetze meinitum shalei ba'elam. That your reputation is going to go out to the whole world. Someone out brings in a place. But the reputation, the shem tov, which is the greatest possession a person can have, his honor, his name, is something which is totally non-physical. How do we see it non-physical? Because when a person dies, his reputation still lives on. If it was physical, it would have died with him. We see a name, a good name, a reputation, goes beyond all limitations of time and space. Someone can be at one end of the world and his name is known at the other end of the world. Someone can live 5,000 years ago and his name is still known. So good name, that's why the Chazal tell us in Sechta Ovis, Shem Tov Oyla Al Kulonai, and it says also, Kona Shem Kona L'Atzmai. That belongs to the person, that he never leaves. Other things he has to leave in this world. But his name he never leaves, his reputation. That's why a person has to be very, very careful about his reputation. That's why the Aveda of Lashon Hara is so great. Because when someone speaks Lashon Hara about someone else, what is he doing? He's slandering his good name. So he's destroying. So here we see what kind of evil that is, but he's destroying the most prized possession of an individual, of a human being. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, Ba'agad l'shamecho, I will make your name great. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a brocha, it's a brocha. That's why Abraham is known almost throughout the whole world. And thousands of years after he lived. The Midrash brings that there were four individuals who had such names. And their reputation went out into the entire world. And not only that, but a matbea, a coin, was forged, was coined in their honor. It states, Mahu meinitun shalei zoken uskema mikam bochru psula mikam. By Abraham, a coin was made because he became so famous. And what was the emblem on the coin? An old man and an old woman on one side, and a very young man and a young woman on the other side. What was the meaning of it? Two explanations are given. Either it stood for Abraham and Sarah when they were older, and Abraham and Sarah when a miracle took place and they became younger. Because Abraham and Sarah gave birth at old age, 100 years old, and 90. Or it stood for Abraham and Sarah on one side, and his son Yitzchok and Rivka on the other side. Actually, the part of this medrash, just part of it, is brought later in Baba Kama, in Perek HaGezel Eitzim Daf Tzadik Zayin, Seif Omid Beis. There are Tesfos, there and a few other Masechtos, has a discussion of actually the pictures were on the coin, or an inscription was on the coin, to that effect. Because the Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah a question if you can make on a coin the form of a man and a woman. Alright? Then it states Yeshua. Vayhi shomu b'chol oretz. When Yeshua stopped the sun, the whole world knew about it. And from there his fame went out into the whole world. And they made a coin in his honor also. What was the emblem? Shon Mikan, Bere'ei Mikan. A great bull on one side of the coin, and the Re'eim. Re'eim was a great animal on the other side of the coin. Because it states, Yeshua was the great conqueror. He went and conquered Eretz Israel. And he was the offspring of Yeshua, of Yosef. And by Yosef it states, Bechor Shodor, Bechor Sheire Hodele, Vekarnere Im Karnov, that the firstborn of the shore of the bull is his beauty, and he has the horns of a Re'im. The third person was David, states in the
Divrei Hayomim Vayetze Shem David B'chol Ha'aratzos. The name of David went out through the entire world. He was a great and mighty king. They made a coin for him. What was the emblem of his coin? Makel v'tarmil mikam u'migdol mikam. One side was a stick and a little sack. That's what a shepherd carries. And on the other side was a great tower and fortress. As it states, Kemigdol David. To show that David started as a humble shepherd, and he ended up to become the great king of Israel. The fourth one was Mordechai. States in Megillah Esther, Ki Godol Mordechai Bebeis HaMelech V'Shomoy Helech B'Chol HaMedinas. Mordechai became the greatest person in the house of the king, by Achashverus, and his reputation went out throughout the entire world. And they made a coin for him. What was his emblem on the coin? Sak ve'efer mikam v'ateres zohar mikam. On one side they had sackcloth with ashes, and the other side a crown of gold, to show that Mordechai, at one time dressed in sack and ashes, Klal Yisrael was at its lowest. The decree of annihilation was placed on them. And on the other side, from there, Hashem brought him up, and he rose up to become the great Mishneh Lamelech, the viceroy, to a king who was a king of the entire world at that time. At any rate, so we see that the brocha by Abraham was fulfilled. The Maral brings in a place. He says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the name of this righteous great and known reputation? Because he wants to be Megale, he wants to reveal to the world the Tzidkas HaTzadik, the righteousness of the Tzadikim. He does not want his Tzadikim, the righteous, to remain unknown, to remain anonymous. Even though they try to, the righteous are not interested in promoting their reputation. They try to remain anonymous. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. He wants to show the righteousness of his righteous people. And therefore he makes sure that eventually their deeds and their names become known. Now, we find that Israel, our nation, had seven leaders that we could call seven of us, seven forefathers. Who were they? They were Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron, Joseph and David. And these are also referred to as the Zainrein, the seven shepherds of Israel. And they're also referred to as the Zainu Shpizin. On Sukkot, we welcome each one into the Sukkot during the 7 days of Sukkot. However, we find that from these seven, formerly only three were called Ovis. Gimel Oves. Three Oves and Arba Imos. Three Oves, three forefathers, and four matriarchs, their wives. It was Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. And then there was Sora and Rivka and Rachel and Leah. So evidently these three did more to gain the title of an Av, of a father, than the others. But even of these three, we find only one whose actual name comes from the word Av. And that was Avraham. The name Avraham, first of all, his name was Avram. And Avram, the Chazal tell us, what did that mean, Avram? Two meanings. One was Av of Aram. He was a father to Aram, a king to Aram. He came from Aram Naraim. Or Avrom, a great Av. Where Rom means Rom, then he saw great. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it to Avrohom, which we will speak about soon. And there also it was based on the word Av. So we find that only one, though, even though there were seven, and of those three were called Ovis, only one's name actually had enshrined in his name the word Av, father. Now, why is that? What is an Av? How do we define a father? Mora tells us, we're learning Baba Kama now, Ovis Michal Dika told us. Av, the definition of an Av, is someone who produces offsprings. This is the definition of a father. Someone who has fathered something. If someone has not fathered offsprings, he's not a father. Ovis Michal Dika told us. This doesn't necessarily have to mean children, although children are certainly inclusive, because Abraham was called an Av while he was still an Ochru and he never had children. But this means that he fathered something. He produced something. Like the Medrash brings in last week's Surah, said that by Nayach. Eila told us Nayach. Nayash Isadik Vatomim B'deiresha. These are the toldus, the offsprings of Nayach. Nayach was a righteous person. We're speaking about offspring. Toldus does not have to mean children. It means where he produced something. He can produce children. The Gemara says the main produce of a man is Maisim Tevim, his deeds. At any rate, this is the definition of Av. Now, whenever someone produces something, we can ask a question. Is he the parent? Maybe his father's the parent, the grandparent. Because he could only produce an offspring, he could only produce a child with the physical genes which were instilled in him through his parent. So actually his parent also has a good chelik in their offspring. In other words, you're saying an Av is someone that produces toldus, but the Av himself is a tolar. The Av himself is an offspring of someone else. So actually every Av is not an absolute Av, not 100% Av. Because he's using what he inherited from his father to further produce, using his faculties. So he's not 100%. He's an Av, but he's a told himself. Abraham was different. Abraham was an Av that was an absolute love. But he gave the world, the Chazal tell us, originated in Abraham and in no one else. But he was Mechadish. What he produced, what he achieved, was his achievement and could be attributed to no one else. Not even to his forefathers. Not so by the others. Yitzchok achieved and produced something new in the world. And the same with Yaakov. The fact is, it's brought said, why do we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov? The God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchok, the God of Yaakov. Not three gods, they didn't have three different gods. You should say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Because Avraham blazed one path to Hashem. Yitzchok came and blazed another path to Hashem. Yaakov, a third approach to Hashem. And this is what they brought and contributed to the world. And this is why they're called Ovis. They're all called Ovis. The Shlesh Ovis. But Yitzchok used what Abraham gave him, and then he built on it. And Yaakov used what Yitzchok and Abraham gave him, and then he built further. But who did Abraham build up? He had no one to build up. His father Terech was an Eved Aved Zorah, was an idolater. And not only was he an idolater, sometimes a person can have a father as a rosher, but still he could have perhaps spiritual genes that are wonderful from his grandfather or great-grandfather. Abraham had no father, he had no grandfather, no great-grandfather. It states the whole 10 generations from Noah were rotting away. The schus of Noah that saved the world had come to an end. And it was they were rotting away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world again. Until Abraham came on the scene. And he lived in a world not only where Terech was an Eved Aved Zorah, where idolatry, the whole world was an idolatry. The whole world had forgotten about Hashem. So outside of a few individuals, it was a world, with a godless world. And Abraham had no teacher. And he had no one to follow. And he had no role model. And therefore, everything that Abraham did was me'atzmer, was from himself. Something like that is almost impossible. This was the greatness of Abraham. And that's why it states, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, where it says Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. Bereishis. So Hashem said b'schus Bereishis nivra ha'olam. In the schus of the Bereishis, who was the Bereishis? The Abraham shenikra Bereishis. In the schus of Abraham the world was created. He was called Bereishis. Gracious means the origin, the beginning. Why? Because from Adam, I had to destroy the world after 10 generations. One man was able to save the world. That was Noah. But from Noah again, I had to destroy the world. So nothing was left. Had Abraham not come on the scene, there would be no world. Kodesh Baruch Hu would return the world to darkness, to what it was before creation. It was only in the schus of that person. And he started everything. Now, if that was Abraham, so now we can understand why, even though they were all called Ovis, the three especially were called Ovis. They produced to the world, they gave to the world which never existed before. But only Abraham was a Tshuva. His name, enshrined in his name, was Abram. Abraham. He was not a Toloda. He was not an offspring. He was not a spiritual heir. But rather, he was a spiritual origin. This was the greatness of Abraham. This perhaps could be, what the Chazal tell us, that even though we say Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchok, the God of Yaakov, But Ches mean only by Abraham. But when we end the Oves, we say Mogin Abraham, only Abraham, to show that he was the origin. With this, the Maral explains a Medrash here in this parsha, Lech Lecha. In Os Zayin, Maksiv Lamala Minah Inyan Vayomas Terech Bechorim. Right before Lech Lecha Miatzecha, what does it say? The words preceding, that's at the end of Parshas Nayach, Vayomas Terech Bechorim. Terech died in Chorim. Now the Medrash asks, if we calculate, it doesn't work out right, because Terech lived many, many years after Abraham left. And here it would seem first that Terech died, and then only later on did Hashem come to Abraham and tell him to go. So, Elo, b'tchilato derech ha'rashoim kruim meisim b'chayehim. It says Terech actually lived longer already after Abraham left. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to mix two parshas. He said, first let's finish with Terech, and then we'll talk about Abraham. We can't talk about the two at the same time. Because Abraham had nothing to do with Terech. The Medrash says like this: "V'fi shohaya Avram Avinu mefached, v'emer etze v'yu mechalim b'shem shamayim." When Hashem said, "Go out," and Terech was still living, as we mentioned, Abraham became very upset. He said, "How can I leave my father and will come out of chil Hashem?" What will the people say? Look, he left an old father and he went. And Avram said, my whole life was to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, was to bring your name into the world, to show your good ways to the world, to sanctify your name. And here you're asking me to do something that'll bring a chil Hashem. This is a great chidush, this Medrash, because firstly God Baruch was telling him to go do the greatest mitzvah in the world. I want to start a nation from you that will save the world. And Avram says, I can't do it. But secondly, Avram was not even commanded in Kibbur Av Eim. The mitzvah of Kibbur Av Eim is not from the seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Nayah are commanded in. They are not commanded in that. It's explicit. So the Gemara brings in Kiddushin. Gemara brings, if you want to see how we should honor our fathers and mothers, look at that Roman. Brings a case of a Roman. Look how much he honored his father and mother, and he's not even commanded. Now if someone who's not commanded does that, so how much more so by Israel that are? So he wasn't even commanded on that mitzvah. So what's he making a problem for? He says, good, I'm not commanded. But their heritage is, even if you're not commanded, Mora brings that Kibbur Av Eim is a mishpat. The rationale compels one to do so even if we weren't commanded. It's simple their heritage. And he says, I am supposed to be a role model to people to teach them the right way. Not everything will be wrong. They'll tell you, well, this is who we're supposed to follow. A man leaves an old father and he leaves. This is what he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Omnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lecho ani peitrecho mikibur Avraham. I exempt you from kibur Avraham. Ve'en ani peitel la'acha mikibur Avraham. And I do not exempt anyone else. This is what he answered him. Then also he said, look, in the Torah I'm going to write about Terech first because I don't want to mix the two parashas. The Maral explains, what did Hashem answer him? He said, you have nothing to do with your father. Everyone has to give honor to their father because they are an heir to the father. The father gave them something. You're an offspring, but not you. You're different. You're a racist. You're a new entity that has no bond whatsoever with your father. This is what the Medrash says. So this is in regards to what we're saying, and this is why we find that only by Abraham was his name enshrined in his name the word Av. We see this also in the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, Be'escha l'gei gadol, I will make a great nation from you. The Midrash says in Osh Yud Dalet, Abraham answered, Umineach le'amare to ayin umesh, what are you making a great nation from me? From Neach there were 70 nations. This is more or less what he told them. What do you need to make nations for me for? Neach could do 70 offsprings, sons and grandchildren and great grandchildren, that from them came 70 nations. And I'm one of them. Abraham had come from Shem. So I'm one of them. So what do you have to make from me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Omalei, Eso Ume Shekosubai, Ki Mi Goy Godol, Ani Mami Mimeko. I'm going to make a nation from you, which is different from all the other nations. The commentaries explain they will not be included in the 70. The 70 nations make up a world. But there's Shivim Ve'echo, the 70 and one. The one is Yisrael. And Israel's not included in the 70 nations. And it says, Bodod Yeshev. They dwell alone. It states they will not be counted amongst the nations. Why? Abraham, if Abraham was from Nayah, so then his nations are also from Nayah. The answer is he's not from Nayah. He's a racist. He's the origin. And he's the origin of Israel, and there is no bond whatsoever that goes back. Then the Midrash asks, it states, and see, this description, this word is a strange word. I shall make you. Should have said the Midrash says, Vasimcho. Or etnecho, which means from you shall come a nation. See? From you shall come a great nation. Doesn't say from you shall come a great nation. It says, I will make you a great nation. So the Medrash says, Mishani eise eischo birye chadosho. I shall make you into a birye chadosho, into a new entity, and therefore a new nation will come from you. First, it's not enough that a new nation will come from you because you're tied to the past, so then the new nation belongs to the past. That's why I did not say ve'asimcho, ve'etnecho, I will give you a new nation, I will make a nation come from you, but ve'escho, I will make you into a new nation, into a great nation. I will make you into a Beria Chadosho, into a new being that has nothing to do with the past. He says, I'm cutting you off from your past. And then from you will come a nation that will have nothing to do with the past. And then there will be 70 nations in the world and Israel. This is what is on Sukkos. Sukkos, we bring sacrifices every day. And they add up, they total up to 70. So that is in honor of the 70 nations. Then on Shmini Atzeres is par echod. One sacrifice, one bullock. And that's for Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, till now, I celebrated with everyone. Now I will celebrate with you. The Medrash further states, the hey brocho, that it shall be for a brocho, ad kan ho yishi zokek levoreches elomi. Till now, I used to give brochos. Now, I will give you the brochos that you can bless who you want. In other words, again, you will be the mocker. You will be the source of brocho. Till now, I blessed our Adam, the first man. I said, Pirulu, I bless Neach. Now I give these brochas over to you, Behei Brocho. They will be yours. And you will bless who you want. These were the brochas that Abram gave to Yitzchok. And Yitzchok almost gave them to Esau. But instead, Yaakov got them. And when Yaakov got them, he gave them to Yosef. That's why in all of the brochas that Yaakov gave to his 12 sons, the word brocha is only mentioned in the brochas of Yosef. Because he gave him these brochas. Then the Medrash says in Oshut Ches, it states, the Yehi Brocho, you shall be for a Brocho, Kori Bei Brecho. Don't call it a Brocho, but call it a Brecho. A Brecho is a well, a spring of water. Ma Brecho Zu Metaheres Esatbeim. Just like a spring is metaher, it purifies the impure. Af at mekarav rechekim umetaharom lahavim shibshamayim. So you also, you bring people who are far away and purify them to their Father in heaven. Now, a brecho, again, is the source of the world. You will be a brocho. You will be a brecho. You will be a spring for the world. In other words, you will be the source to bring purity into the world. The Medrash brings further. What does it mean? V'nivrecho v'cho. The rain will come in your schus. Hatlolim mischuscha. The dew will come in your schus. It brings that Mordechai, when he found out that there was a conspiracy by the two servants to kill Ahasuerus, he went and he told Esther. So the Medrash asks, why did he mix the rind? What did he mix him for? Wasn't his business. So he learned that from Abraham will be a brocher to all of the nations of the world. We find that Yaakov gave a bracha to the paray. Yivorech Yaakov is paray. Yosef revealed Yosef revealed to paray the meaning of his dream. Daniel revealed a prophecy to Nebuchadnezzar. This is what is meant. The Nivracha Bechol called Mishpacheis Adoma, that when the Goyim will have a problem, they'll come to the seed of Abraham to understand what it means. There Mordechai learned that he should tell Esther about the conspiracy against Ahasuerus. Incidentally, there was Rabbi Miller, when he was here, I believe last year, the year before, he told me a joke that was going around Eretz Yisrael, that a woman was at the Kotel Maravi, and she was crying, and she was saying that she, Kodesh Baruch Hu, should have Rachmonos, her son, she wants her son to become a great Talmud Chacham. So she said, I'm not asking that he should become a great Talmud Chacham like Reb Chaim Brisker or like the Kseis HaChesim. Let him be a simple Jew like Abraham. And the brocha, b'avorcha mevarcheko, Hashem said, whoever blesses you will be blessed. The Gemara in Chulin Memtes Amar Aleph states that Kseis HaVorcha is B'nai Yisrael. The Kohanim are instructed to bless Israel. Lomanu birchus Israel. From here we learn brochus to Israel. Brochus le Kohanim inayim. Who blesses the Kohanim? Kohanim bless Israel. Who blesses the Kohanim? So, Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, Bavorcho mivocheko. Akkadosh Baruch Hu says that whoever will bless Abraham or your seed, I will bless. You give a brocha to Israel, you receive a brocha from Hashem. This is what the Gemara in Brocha says, Hamavorech Mizborech. That when you give a brocha, you receive a brocha. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Be'avorcha Avorcheko, whoever will bless you and your seed, I will bless. That's why very important to give a bracha to a Jew, to the seed of Abraham. You give him a good morning, a good Shabbos, a good Yom Tov. Hamevorech Mizborech. One who gives a bracha will receive a bracha. Then, v'nivrecho becho kol mishpacheis ha'adom. Rashi brings the simple meaning. Is the Nivracha Bechu Kol Mishpacheis HaAdom, that all of the families of the earth will be blessed because of you. So we brought the Midrashim on that. But Rashi says the simple meaning is Adam Eimer Livnai Tehek Avraham. When a person wants to bless his son, he says, be like Avraham. That's what the world will say. From here we can see how far we've fallen. In other words, there was a time when the world would say to a son, be like Abraham, be like Abraham. Today, the world says to a son, he should be a great cricket player. He should be a great soccer player. He should make a lot of money. He should be a movie star. When do you hear the world saying to their children today, be like Abraham? The problem. So you see how far we've gone astray. Now Rashi brings, we have a girsa, we have a text in Rashi from Pirush Yoshon, from Rashi Yoshon, from an old text in Rashi. Another explanation in Va'agad Lo Shemecho, that I will make your name great, doesn't refer to Avram's reputation, but refers to I will make your name great. Rashi says, I will add a letter to your name. Sha'ad Akshav Shimcha Avraham. Avram. Till now your name was Avram. Mikan Ve'elech. Avraham. Later will be Avraham. I will add a hey to it. This is what is meant. Yagad lo shemecha. I will make your name great. It means I will expand your name with a hey. And then Rashi brings Avram eile ramach k'neged evorim shalodim. The word after Hashem gave a hey to his name, the numerical value of Avraham will be 248, and that's equal to all of the evorim, to all of the major limbs and organs of the body. 248. Now, what is the meaning of that? I will make your name great. I will add an hey, and that becomes equal to the 248 organs and limbs of the body. Later on in the parasha, in Perek Yud Zayin, we have the parasha of the Bris Mila. And Hashem comes to Avraham and he says, "Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shonim v'Seisha Shonim." Avram was 99. "Vayiro Hashem el Avram." And Hashem came to Avram, "Vayim Elov," and he said, "Ani Kel Shakai. I am the Lord your God. Hisalech Lefonai Ve'ei Shonim. You shall walk before me, and you will be complete. Ve'etno Vrisi Beni Benecho." And I will make my covenant between me and you and your children. This is the covenant of the Bris Mila. Now Rashi brings, and this is the Gemara in the Dorim, a person is not considered Tomim, complete, until the Bris Mila. The Bris Mila is a physical improvement on the body. The Gemara tells us. But since it's done through a mitzvah Hashem, so it's not only a physical improvement on the body, but it's a spiritual improvement also. And through this, the person becomes complete. Tomim. Now, Avraham, he was the first one who was commanded in the mitzvah Mila. And why? Because Avraham, like we mentioned, is going to become the Av L'chol Ha'elam, father of the whole world, the true father of the whole world, Melech over the whole world. Before you can become a perfect father for someone else, you have to be perfect yourself. Before you can become a king over someone else, you have to be able to rule over yourself before ruling over someone else. And when a person becomes Tomim through this Bris Mila, so the Chazal bring and Rashi brings it, then he shalit. He can become a ruler over kol ramach evorav, all 248 parts of the body. If the body works on its own, in other words, the body becomes a master in its own right, and he's not the master over the body. The person was given a physical body, he was given emotions, he was given a mentality, but someone has to direct all of this. There has to be a chief. If not, the body runs away with itself, or the emotions run away, or the mentality can run away. He can become, with his intelligence, he can become a kafir, a non-believer. And if we see, a world can run away. So someone has to be a master over the body. The And the master of the body is the soul that the person gave, that Hashem gave to the person. With his soul, he has to rule over his body and over his entire self. It states, once Abraham fulfilled the mitzvah's milah, he was shelet al kol ramachei borov. He became the sole ruler over every part of his body. Every part of his body was sanctified. Every part of his body was kodesh. Now, from here now, he could become an Av l'chol ha'elam and a Melech l'chol ha'elam. He could become a father for the whole world and a king for the whole world. The Chazal tell us, Hashem Meir Ale Etzim, a person's name, the identity, that tells us exactly what it is. So when Abraham now became a new entity in its entirety, the Yehi Shomim, you will be total, you will not lack, you will be Shalem, Targum says. Now that required with it a change of name, because the name identifies what the person is. And just like through the Bris Milah there was a change in him, this required now a change of his name. Just like through the Bris Milah, through this mitzvah, there was an expansion in him, this required an expansion in his name. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of the Bris Milah said, Ani hine brisi ito, my covenant is with you, Vayisu, and now you will be la'av hamein gaim, now you will be a father to multitudes of nations. Rashi brings Av l'chol ha'elam, you will be a father to the whole world now. Therefore v'le'ikore eide shimcha Avram, no longer will we call you Avram, Rashi says, because before you were called Avram because you were a father over Aram Naharaim. Now that you have this mitzvah and my covenant, you will be an Av to the whole world. Therefore, I'm adding a heva yoshimcha Avraham. The word Avram designated Av la'aran. The word Avraham designates ki Av hamengayim misatiyah, that I have made you a father l'chol ha'elam, for the whole world. So Avraham was expanded with this mitzvah to become Shalem. And now his name, which is Meir Ale Etzim, the name identifies what it is, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to expand. So he added the letter He to his name. And also that equals the numerical value of Resh Mem Ches, 248, which equals the total of the totality of the person. It states that till the Bris Milah, Abraham was not able to rule over himself entirely. With the Bris Milah, he ruled over himself entirely. Now, Sora also. Incidentally, this is perhaps why that our custom is always to name a child at the Bris Milah. Not before, but at the Bris Milah, because it doesn't really, otherwise it's, what's the rationale? You can give the child a name anytime. Just like a daughter has no Bris Milah, so you give it the name right away. But we wait till the Bris Milah. At the Bris Milah we give the name, because that's what we find by Abraham. Because then we can identify the child better. once had the question that someone asked me that there was a child who, because of medical reasons, had to delay his bris for many, many months. See, 3, 4, 5 months. So they asked me, they want to name the child in the meantime. Go 4 or 5 months without a name. I didn't know the answer, so I asked Rabbi Loy. So first Rabbi Loy said, yes, it's not right. Go 4, 5, 6 months without a name. Maybe they should give him a name. Then the next day he calls me. He says he was looking through sports. This is not a Shaila that's so often brought. He was looking and looking, and then he found. He found the question brought. And he said, no, you should wait till the bris milah. Even if it's delayed for a long time, you should wait for the bris milah. So this could be its reason. Now, Sora also. A little later, in the same parsha, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expanded Avram's name, so he also came to Sora. This is in Pasuk Tesvot. Vayemelekim al Avraham, Sorai ishtecho leisikra shmo Soroi, ki Sora shmo. And he also added a hey. Her name will not be Sorai, but Soro. Uverachti eso, v'gam nasati mimena loch. And she also will give forth nations, kings and nations. Why did he change her name? So Rashi says, because Sarai, Sar, this means a king. Sarai would mean my queen, a queen for myself. She was a queen to Avraham, Sarai. Sarah was a queen in her own right. She married Abraham, she was a queen for him. Sora mashma, Sora lecholel. Sora lakol. Sora implies she was a queen for the world. Now we can ask a question. Why is it we find that use the letter hey? Use the letter hey both in Avram's name and in Sora's name. What was the significance of the letter Hey to change the names? The Medrash brings in Eishut Zayin Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, first the Medrash says like this, which is something which is not very clear. And this is first like this. Rabbo Omar, Habet Shomayim, Ein Kosem Kan, Ela HaShomayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham, he says, look at the heavens. He didn't say look at heavens, but look at the heavens, HaShomayim. So it's not too clear what is meant there. But then it states, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Behei Baros Yisraelim. I created the world with a hay. Hareini Meisif Hei Al Shmecho. Therefore, I will take a hay and add it to your name, the Atrei Urvei, and you will give forth children. I created the world with a hay. Now, what does this mean? We have a pasuk that states, Ki bekor tzur elamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds with the kuf and the hay. Excuse me, with his yud and the hay, with his name. With the yud he created the next world, with the hay he created this world. So we see the hay was used for bria, for creation. The Maral explains this at the end of Masechet Ovos. The end of Masechet Ovos. Well, this is at the end of Perek Hay, which is the end because the next Perek, Shonu Chachomim, is really not part of Masechet, it's an addition to it. The last Mishnah states, "Ben Bagbag Eimer, Hafeich by the Kulabai." Ben Bagbag says that you should turn over the Torah, turn it over because everything is there, and so forth and so on. Ben Hehe Eimer, and Ben Hehe says, "Lefum Sar Agro." that in accordance to the difficulty will be the reward. Also Ben Bagberg said that you should not depart from it, grow old over it, because there is nothing better than one studying Torah. Now these names are very strange. Ben Bagbag. What kind of name is that? Ben Bagbag. Bag is spelled Beis Gimel. What kind of name is that? And then the other one, Ben Heihe. What kind of names are these? The Maral brings from the Rashbam. The Rashbam, this is one of the Balei Tosfos, says that he heard from his uncle, Shoma Midei de Harav Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Osher. Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Osher. He heard from him an interpretation on these names, Ben Bagbag and Ben Heihe. He says Bag, Beis Gimel, if you add up Beis Gimel, what does it equal? Five. What is five? Five is Hey. Hey is numerical value of five. So one's name was Bag, which is Hey, and the other's name was Hey. See? Ben Bagbag and Ben Heihe. So you see that they were named after the letter He. Now the question is why? And why twice? Bag, bag, hey, hey. They were Geri. They were converts. Ben bag, bag, and ben hey, hey. And on a convert, when we call him up to the Torah, how do we call him? We call him Ben Avraham. Because it states that Abraham is the father of all the Gaelim. Abraham was the father of all the converts. Avhamen Gaib. He was the father to all the nations. And both Abraham and Sorah. Both Abraham and Sorah had a hay added to their names. So therefore, one was called Ben Bagbag, which is twice Hey, which means I'm the son of Abraham and Sorah, who each had a Hey added to their name. And the other one was called Ben Hey Hey. I'm the son of Abraham and Sorah, who each had a Hey added to their names. This is what the Rashbam heard from his uncle, the interpretation in his name. Now the Maral elaborates on this. He says, you see that Hey is a letter for Gaelim. Converts. Why? And we see that Hashem created the world with Hey. Creation is Hey. And this we brought to from the Medrash. Medrash says, I'm going to add a Hey in your name. It says, Behei Borosi Yisraelim, Hareini Meisif Hei Al Shemecho. Why did Hashem create the world with a hay? He says. He says that when Hashem created the world, it was created with the spiritual power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Physical world was created with the spiritual power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says there's no letter that's more spiritual than the Hey of all the letters. Why? That have more breath in it. Because when you pronounce any other letter, Aleph, Ah, Beis, Ba, Gimel, Ga, it has a mixture of sounds in it. But when you pronounce the Hey, Hey, that's just letting your breath out. Hey. That's the projection of one's breath. Hey. And therefore there is no letter in the entire alphabet that has more neshima, more breath in it. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He put his breath into the world, and that gave it life. Therefore, he created it with the hay. Now, that explains why he created the world with a hay. But what does that have to do with gating, with converts? He says, what is a convert? A convert is a person that's coming from another nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds to him a new dimension in his neshama. So he blows into him additional neshama. And this is shown by giving him an extra hay. And he says, that's why that when Hashem made the covenant with Avram and Sarah, and he was making them into now a new entity, so he imparted in them a new dimension of soul. And that's why he said that no longer will you be called Avram but Avraham, a hay, and no longer you will be called Sarai but Sarah. And he added a hay. So now we understand the first part of the Medrash. The first part of the Medrash states here, he said, Habet no, it doesn't say Habet no Shomaim, look at the heavens, bring it from another place here, but Ela ha Shomaim, look at what I created the heavens with, the hay which I created the world with. And that hay I created, Baras Yisraelim. I'm going to give you that hay in your name, and you will become a new creation, and then you will have offspring. So this is another interpretation. Tagad lo shemecho, that I will expand your name. I will expand your reputation. I will expand your name, and I will add a hay to it. And that's at the time of the Bris Mila. At the time of the Bris Mila, that's when you become plumbing and a new entity. And then you will become Av Hamein Goyim, a real father to the whole world. And since you're a new entity, I will have to give you a new name. So I will add the hay, and the same thing with Sora. These are some explanations on the brochures which were given to Abraham and Sodom.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.